Blair's offered today. He's taken a day, bit of a sick day, and that somewhat ties into what we have coming up right now in the morning, Surge. And we are honored to be joined by Aaron Christie, who is part of the Mental Health Association of Canada, the Canadian Mental Health Association, the Nova Scotia branch. With May being Mental Health Awareness Month, we want to welcome into the Surge 105 studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome in. You're no stranger to journalism and radio. Behind the scenes, you told us that you did a bit of this back in the day, right?
I did, yeah.
So you've been in front of a microphone once or twice.
Once or twice.
Right.
I've primarily worked in print,
but okay.
I was trained in radio and television too. So.
Okay. All comes hand in hand though. You have been a part of the Canadian Mental Health Association for about 5 years, you were saying?
5 years in December, yeah.
Okay. So now here we are into Mental Health Month. And, you know, even talking about Blair being sick, like he is like a cold. But that still ties to your mental health as well, where he, behind the scenes, was like, do you want me to take the day off? I don't mind coming in if, like, I don't mind helping out if, like, something's going on. Like, dude, take the time for yourself. You got to reset your brain and look after yourself, right?
Absolutely. Mental and physical health go hand in hand, where that's something we say all the time. Treat yourself, you know, if you have a cold, you're staying home, you're drinking your liquids, you're taking your cough medicine, and, you know, you need to take care of your mental health as well. If you need a day, take a day.
So what is the whole organization all about that you're a part of?
So the Canadian Mental Health Association is a national organization that's been around. It's been around in Canada since 1918. So it's
wow.
a long time. Yeah. It's, you know, evolved throughout the years, but in its current form, we have, you know, branches and divisions across the country, and 330 communities in Canada have a CMHA. In Nova Scotia, we have the division, which is the provincial arm. That's where I work. And then we have branches in Yarmouth, in Truro, and in Halifax. And they serve those catchment areas. And our work is really about prevention. It's really about providing programs that tie to the social determinants of health. So food insecurity, housing, employment, and mental health literacy and peer support.
Right. Because there's so much that I think there's still, I don't know, would stigma be the right word, where some people are almost embarrassed to talk about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stigma is, it's very much a real thing. I mean, we're doing a lot better than we used to. People would never, ever talk about mental health. I do a lot of events through my job, and 20 years ago, nobody probably would have come to my table, right? And now people will come up and say, you know, I'm glad you're here, and look at the resources. So we've come a long way. There's still a long way to go.
We're joined by Aaron Christie, who's part of the Canadian Mental Health Association, the Nova Scotia division. And for anyone that's wondering to reach out to your division, where are you located here in the city?
That's a good question. So at the provincial level, we work virtually.
Okay, so it's all online. That's a benefit then. So you don't have to actually go somewhere physical, right?
It is and isn't. So for a lot of our client-facing services, like our employment support program and our housing support program, it's really important that there is a physical space, and there is one in Kentville, which is where we serve that community. A lot of those programs are based there. Mm-hmm. So we do have a space there. But for the rest of our programs, either we're coming to you to deliver a training or a workshop, or it's offered online.
Kentville's a beautiful area.
It is, yes.
Beautiful country. My first radio job was down all the way there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ah.
A couple of years ago. I've been in this thing for a little bit.
A little bit.
we're happy to have you here in studio. And Blair and I are looking forward to having you here semi-regularly to talk about different topics. And I guess for someone, if they're wondering, you know, what is the best way to reach out about this with the Canadian Mental Health Association? Is it through social media? Is it looking through your website? Is that would be the best means to do that?
So if you're looking for support, we recommend you go to our website and visit the resource page. But you can also, like you guys did, which is how they set up, you were looking for a mental health resource to offer to people. And you reach out through social media. I look after the social media, so I'll see the message. I'm not a crisis service, so if somebody reaches out who's in crisis, all I can do is give them the appropriate mm-hmm. resources. But if you're looking to get in touch with us for questions about programming and services, the best way to reach out is to email inquiries at cmhans.ca.
And it is Mental Health Awareness Month here in Canada, right?
It is, and it's Mental Health Week.
Oh, so it's even more that?
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything, why the two differences then? Is it just for different awarenesses?
Well, Mental Health Week is a CMHA thing. So it's been going on since 1951. So it's a week that it's an awareness campaign.
Okay.
Stumbling over my words. It's an awareness raising campaign that CMHA started in 1951 to draw attention to the issue, to destigmatize mental health and sort of get people having conversations. And every year we pick a different theme. This year the theme is connection. So you're in the connection business. You're in radio.
Oh, hey. Well, more on that. Is that just based on like connecting via social media, or even just reaching out in general?
That's the theme of connection. It's actually really tied to sort of what's going on in the world. So it's about the mental health benefits of being able to connect with others. I don't know if you've heard the term loneliness epidemic.
Okay.
The World Health Organization reported in just in June 2025, 1 in 6 people in the world are experiencing loneliness, which is wild because we're in a time where you can connect digitally more than ever. But if we learned anything from the pandemic, it's that wasn't enough.
No.
We need that face-to-face. We need to gather. And not just that, we need to have meaningful connection.
Right.
You need a mix of, hi, how's it going? How's the weather? Mm-hmm. To being able to really get into it with someone. And that's what this week is all about, is drawing attention to that and hoping that people will take that step to check in with each other and make sure that they're having that in their life.
Sending memes to Blair on Instagram is not enough. I actually got to say hi to him in person.
It is a form of connection. It's we always say that's sort of like a step, right?
Right.
But then he comes into the office and, you know, you see him in person and you say, how are you doing? And maybe he shares something.
Oh, he usually does. You know? Yeah. And then our listeners will laugh at him for it, though.
Yeah.
We appreciate you coming in, though. And next time we'll make sure Blair's feeling 100% and we're going to have some fun all together having you in the studio. All good?
All good. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Aaron Christie, who's part of the Canadian Mental Health Association Nova Scotia branch. And again, if you're looking for more, you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and also LinkedIn as well if you're on LinkedIn through that social channel. Nova Scotia.cmha.ca for more.